Here at Super Bowl Media Night, I've given up on finding the Rams players, and I've caught up with our buddy Paulie Peps from the DP show, which we have 9 to noon every day. Paulie, what's up, man?
Just hanging out. It's kind of like a high school reunion for media people. You go back and see all your old friends. And I actually like interviewing the third string players better than the first string players.
Sometimes they provide the best content and they're accessible.
Yeah, we had on, I know you're a lot of Patriots fans up there, David Andrews, the center for the Patriots. We interviewed him in the past couple years, and we did the hard-hitting interview 2 years ago in Houston. I said, how can you tell the difference between Jimmy Garoppolo's hands under your butt and Tom Brady's hands? He goes, oh, it's easy to tell. He goes, the knuckles are different, the where they touch you is different. And that's the kind of interviews we do in the Dan Patrick Show. We don't win a lot of Emmys, but we should.
Now, do you like being referred to as the Danettes, or is that an insult?
Well, I guess it's not the most manly nickname in the world, but Reggie Miller gave it to us. And I remember they used to call Michael Jordan and the Jordanaires for a little bit. If the worst thing in the world is being a Danette, I'll take it.
You know? Tell the story now. How did Reggie Miller give you that name? Just out of the blue one day?
Yeah, Reggie Miller, the NBA player, was a regular guest. And we were talking back to him on the show, myself and Andrew McLovin Perloff and the other guys. He goes, Dan, you control those Danettes of yours in the background. And you only have to say something once and you get a nickname.
How good a free throw shooter is Dan?
Free throws, I would say very good. He's more of like an outside shooter.
From,
I'd say 15 to 22 feet, he's really good. And, you know, he's not a kid anymore, but he'll take your lunch money.
Now, we talked to you a couple weeks ago, and we learned you had a house in Vermont, down southern part of the state. You were up there in the big snowstorm a couple weeks ago.
It was fantastic. It's funny the difference between snowstorms in Vermont, and my full-time house is in Connecticut. And when there's between 2 and 6 inches of snow in Connecticut, they're like, blizzard of the year. I'm like, that's a dusting in Vermont. Yeah.
Do you go up every weekend? It feels like you're there a lot.
About every other weekend, especially in winter. But, like, I think the snow, I live in Wilmington, and they said it was going to be 21 to 30 inches, and we only got 14. I felt disappointed.
Do you do a winter sport, or do you just cabin it?
Oh, no, I'm a very average snowboarder. I mean,
really?
I just meander down the mountain. If there was a slowest snowboarder race, but who dressed the best, I would win.
I once cross-country skied, fell down and had my skis crossed and couldn't get up for 20 minutes.
I could see that. Like, I fall in some deep snow. The day after the snowstorm in Vermont, I was at Mount Snow, and I just went face first in some snow. And I'm trying to get out. It felt like quicksand, but I'm going to be up there, actually. I'm going back Saturday and flying right to Boston and going to Vermont. I'll be watching at my house in Vermont for the Super Bowl.
Best craft beer that you've had in Vermont?
Oh, man. That might be the toughest question you could ask. The single best, I would say the one that I always buy when I see it at a store, 14th Star Maple 14th Stout.
Star, yeah.
14th Star Maple Stout. I hope they never stop making it. I just think it's a real tasty beer without being too sweet. It's like a stout, but not too heavy. I like, Switchback has the one called Dooley Porter.
Yeah.
Whenever I see that.
So you like dark beer?
Yeah, quite a bit. Those are the two that really stand out to me. Those are my top two.
Now, what's coming up for the DP show this week on Radio Row?
We got Shaquille O'Neal coming by the set later in the week. We've never had Shaq on set. Dan Marino, Joe Montana, Kyler Murray, Drew Brees, many, many more. We're going to have a fun week and just try to be loose and have fun down here.
Who's a guest that you guys have never had on that you'd like to? Who's like the one that's gotten away?
Michael Jordan. We've still never had Michael Jordan on the show, and I would love to have Dan do it. Dan used to interview Michael back in the day when he won the title. He would interview him every year for SportsCenter, but he hasn't interviewed him since. I would love to have Michael Jordan for a sit-down. You know, last year we did the show at Pebble Beach, and we had Clint Eastwood on set.
Wow.
And that's the kind of person I don't think anyone expects to meet in their lifetime. Even if you do sports, you definitely don't. And he comes walking on set. I go, nice to meet you, Mr. Eastwood. He goes, nice to meet you. And I was like, this is awesome.
are we still making new episodes of Sports Jeopardy? Are those still being filmed? Can I get on?
Currently on hiatus. Okay. What is currently on hiatus?
Really?
Yeah.
We got to bring it back.
I'm 2-0. I won twice. Andrew Perloff from the Dan Patrick goes around here somewhere. Ask him about losing to me twice. It's a lot, like I said, it's a lot tougher, Jeopardy and Sports Jeopardy, when you're there, because you have to learn how to work the buzzer, not just know the answer.
I know, I was binge watching like from like 4 hours, like, because they show them on repeat like 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. I did not go to bed.
All right, how about this? Next time I'm on the show, let's do Sports Jeopardy, you and I, and one of your other guys can host it.
Oh, that'd
or
be
with great. The listeners, and we'll give out like a free six pack or something.
Oh, that would be on 14 star maple 14 style. Star.
So. Yeah, 14 star sponsor this segment.
Polly, we appreciate it. We'll listen to you guys every weekday 9 to noon.
Thank you, love. We love being on in Vermont.